Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly, Packer Ave. Baseball is better at Chickie's and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast, find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. By the way, this hour brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. In a second, we will talk to you about the 18-game schedule coming, which is coming for the NFL soon enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. I'll tell you why right after we talk to Aaron, who wants to talk about the clean slate that the Eagles should or should not get. What's up, Aaron?
What up?
What up, A?
Yo, yo, yo. Listen, the Eagles, they can have a clean slate. You know, can have a clean slate. They don't hurt. Because I want to know. I understand you got your contract. Like, it's time for me to be a grown-up. But where is the interaction with your teammates on the field? And where is the quarterback, like Brock Purdy? He threw for 3,300 yards and 31 touchdowns. What was Jalen Hurts' stats last year with, arguably two top 10 receivers? No one would call Debo a top 10 receiver. Like, arguably two top 10 receivers. What was Jalen Hurts' stats last year? We threw 24, 23 touchdown passes?
I think 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions.
Yeah,
30,
that didn't cut 30.
Yeah, 3,600 yards.
Yeah, that's not cutting it.
Oh, you can't forget about the 14 rushing touchdowns though.
11 came from the 1 yard line. They kept cheating Miles Sanders every. He'll get down. We'll get down to 1 yard line. We already know what we're about to do. So I don't really care. Someone dropped a video of comparing Cam Newton's rushing touchdowns to Jalen Hurts' touchdown. Like, Cam Newton, but he was actually Superman that year. They heard he gets a 1 yard touchdown. And I don't hate the push, but it does nothing for me because I want you to be a quarterback. See, look, Ike doesn't care about wins as a quarterback, right? So what?
Well, except when it helps his narrative. But yeah.
There we go. That's what I was about to say, because Jalen Hurts is a winner. But Ike likes quarterbacks that put up numbers. That's why he was a Dan Marino fan who didn't win. So I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's what I need my quarterback to actually look like a quarterback.
Like a quarterback. I got you. Yeah. Now, listen, you're going to get – listen, hey, I'm telling you. See, you've always been a doubter too, you know, with Jalen. And listen, I got over the threshold. I was a doubter initially. I was in that camp. I got over the threshold. I thought he earned the right to be viewed as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and I still believe that. And this year – I don't know if you can ask for a better group of weapons around you.
Now,
if he gives me 22 touchdowns this year, now if they win, I won't complain. But 22 touchdowns, really, yeah, I expect more passing touchdowns out of my quarterback this year. He should
30.
Be closer to 30 touchdowns throwing this year. Yeah.
Yeah, we can get 30 and we can get Saquon 12 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Perfect season.
Yeah.
Perfect season.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Aaron, next question. What story did you wake up and shocked you when you heard it?
When I was asleep and I woke up to a couple phone calls, I called my homie back first. He's like, I already know. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, Kobe. I'm like, no, whoa, time out. Are you playing with me? So I looked at my phone. I'm like, nah, this is a joke. Because people like Kobe Bryant don't die. I'm like, this is a joke. And that stunned me to my core when I woke up and I found out. I was literally asleep when the news broke and I woke up. I called my homie back, who's a big Kobe fan. He's like, I already know. And I can hear something's going on with his voice. What are you talking about? He's like, Kobe died. I'm like, nah, you got it. Come on, man. Nah, no, he didn't. And turned out to be true. Unconfirmed reports, but, you know, Twitter don't lie to you, I guess. And
yeah, that was one of those times that we were hoping that Twitter was lying.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Aaron. Yeah, I mean, that was terrible.
Yeah, Elijah once told me. I didn't believe him. You know, you can see those TikTok videos out there where they actually make videos of the kids pranking their parents about a celebrity dying.
Yes, I've seen
and
those.
You get the reaction of the parent.
Have you seen the one where they put a video game on the TV and act like it's the news and they show grandma?
No,
that's wrong. There's always car crashes. Not right.
That's not cool, man. So to say, I'm saying, before those videos were being made, that was my reaction when
that
my
you
son
thought he was screwing with
told
you.
Me, yes, yeah. When my son told me that, that was a Sunday afternoon, obviously, and it took. I had to confirm with several different reports.
Once it was on TMZ, I was like,
Once it got to that, then you knew.
TMZ is the most accurate news organization America, by the way.
Even when they want them to be wrong, they're never
they
wrong.
They usually are right.
They don't miss. They don't miss.
Yeah. That was a sad day that day.
You know, too, I feel like Kobe was at a point in his life, too, where it felt like he was turning the page to like a new public persona, a new person, all of those things. Like, he seemed like whatever he was trying to prove when he was younger was sort of gone, and he was comfortable in his skin in being who he was and being the ex-player, all those things.
Let me tell you what my guy was. My guy had developed since he was so refined by that time.
Yeah.
You know, the Oscar winning, like, he became – like almost like a distinguished gentleman at that time.
Yeah.
That's how he was kind of viewed. He was heading into that direction.
I could have listened to him talk for days.
Yeah.
Like, every time he talked, it was captivating.
Yeah.
And he, along with Iverson, those are the two players that current players, when you ask them, it's never LeBron, but when you
it's
ask
those two.
It's those two. When you ask current players who made you want to play basketball, who are you in the driveway saying that you were, it's always Iverson and it's always Kobe.
Yep.
And I get the feeling that, you know, Iverson is a guy who he's one of the few former NBA players that has an affinity for current players. Like, he's excited for current players.
Yes.
And I feel like Kobe would have been, now he would have been hard on some of them, but I feel like Kobe would have been the same too.
And he would have carried the women's game.
He would have, for sure.
GG.
He would.
Yeah.
I actually think Curry's even passed LeBron from, like, what kids look up to, you know what I mean?
Sure, like, shooter.
Yes.
You got more people that can be Curry than
exactly.
The only problem with the hard part about LeBron is hard to be LeBron.
It's hard. 6'9", like, video game
muscles.
Yeah,
most 6'9" guys don't have that type
but
of athleticism.
There was a transition. When I was growing up, it was always Kobe. Like you know, Kobe, like, you're shooting, paper into a can. And that turned into Curry. There was never a LeBron period.
Yeah.
Or a Duncan period.
You know, kids know at that age, there's no way.
Could you imagine saying Duncan?
Yeah, as a kid.
Bank shot.
Good pass. Yeah.
Setting a – being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, winning basketball.
Good shot to a great shot. Yeah. The what was I going to say? I forgot it. Anyway. So, NFL schedule. So, we had the schedule day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – you know, news came out maybe a week or so ago that the NFL owners are going to support Goodell's plan for an 18-game schedule.
Mm.
So, you know, we were 16 games up to a couple years ago. Now it's going to be 18 games. And I actually think this is, like, a huge mistake. Everyone sees it as a win, but I see it as a mistake going to 18 games. You know, there are several advantages that the NFL has over every other sport. Most every other sport has shrunk in terms of audience over the last 20 years. NBA has shrunk, MLB has shrunk, NHL has shrunk, and the NFL has only grown. Mm-hmm. And I think there are certain things that make the NFL special. One thing is that there's not that many games. There's scarcity of games. So everyone is an event. So every time that you add a game, you're making every game worth a little bit less. The other thing is that it used to be there were only a couple of days that you could see an NFL game. So everything was sort of an occasion. You would make an occasion out of it. It was either Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday night, or Thursday night. But every time they add a different day, and a different network and an extra game, everything just becomes more watered down and confusing. And I'll tell you, it also, you play more games, there's more likely players are going to get hurt. Another advantage the NFL has is that, you know, you think you're going to see a quarterback every single game. You know, NBA, they rest players. MLB, they rest players. It's not crazy to think in the NFL, as the schedule goes up, that players might not play as much as they did. And the final thing I'll say, this is all on top of, we're at the place now where we're like, preseason doesn't exist. The first four games of the season are actually when we're going to figure out how to play together. So the beginning of the season, the product is not as good as it was 20 years ago. And I just think, like, it's obviously the biggest sport in the United States, and we love football, and you know, WIP is football, you know, probably 70% of the time. 80. I love the 80% of the time, love the Eagles. But I just feel like at a certain point there will be a breaking point where it stops being what it is that makes it special.
Well, I'll tell you what, by the time it becomes that, you and I will be eating applesauce for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's fine.
At that time. So, we don't have any teeth left in our mouth. That's how old we'll be. No, this is brilliant by the league. Are you kidding me?
You think?
Football is king. We want more of it, Spike, not less of it. And here's the other thing I'll tell you. It's still the same 20 games that it's been for the last 50, 60, 70 years. Only thing that's changed is they've made one less meaningless game and given us one more meaningful game. So instead of having three meaningless preseason games, now we only have two meaningless preseason games. You get the same 20-game allotment. It went from being 14 regular season games with six preseason games to 16 regular season games with four preseason games to 17 to three, eventually 18 to two. In other words, it's the same 20 games that's always been there. We just have more meaningful games. Now, they're going to expand the season. Extra bye week. I would propose they just expand the roster, really do away with the practice squad, make all those guys eligible guys that you can actually use. Because as long as you have more bodies available to you, you can always supplement guys. That's really the only key thing. Quarterbacks don't get touched as it is, neither do most wide receivers. So they're making the game less violent so that you can play more games. And these guys, you can have your guys available to you more games. The thing I think they need to do is, again, do away with the practice squad, expand the rosters so you have more players available to you. And here's the other key thing that I think is brilliant about what they're doing. We talk about playing on multiple days now. Used to be just Sunday and Monday back in the day, right, when you and I were growing up.
Yep.
Taz, games was just on Sunday and Monday for the most part. Then they dibbled into Saturdays. Then they dibbled into Thursday night. And we know with the pandemic, all hell broke loose. They were playing games wherever they could find them to be playing at. Here's why that's a good thing. It's still for each fan base. All 32 fan bases, you got one game to focus on. That's all that matters. Whether your team plays on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're playing once that week. Here's where the league is genius. It puts eyes on all those other games. See, when we only played on Sunday and Monday, you didn't get to watch the other teams play because you focused on your own team. So you had eight games at 1 o'clock. Now imagine how many games that couldn't be watched by the masses because everybody's playing on the same day. All you care about is your team on that game day. But if my team plays Monday, I get to watch any of those other games on Sunday. I'm focused on Wednesday when that game comes on. So I still only have to worry about my team playing that one day. From an NFL standpoint, they're getting more viewers around the entire league versus missing out on viewers by having less days being played on. So it's really expanding the viewership of the league.
I understand what you're saying. I disagree with just about every point except the practice squad thing. I mean, it's a good point about the logistics of it.
Yeah.
I just think there, and I don't know
I thought that out, man.
No, it was well done.
I had that ready to go.
No, it was well done. I actually thought I was at an NFL symposium where you were selling it to all the
advertisers. I sounded like I was selling it to everybody.
It was one of the more straight ahead. I was like, man, he really did think about this.
I did.
To be clear, I don't know what the breaking point is. I don't know if it's 18 games. I don't know if it's Wednesday. I don't know if it's Thursday. You know, I don't know. You know, we have an Eagles game on Friday night now. Mm-hmm. I just know there's a certain point where I'm going to say that week, I like when it was Sunday. And I don't want – even the Eagles-Green Bay game. Like, sure. To be honest with you, I don't want to watch a game on Friday night. I kind of like having my Friday night.
I agree. And it's disrespectful to high school football.
It is disrespectful to high school football.
It is. Like, those kids around here, they're going to take off and move the game to Saturday or something.
That's what they should do.
Yeah, they should not play games on Friday. They shouldn't.
There's going to be a lot of dads watching their iPhones.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Why they should move every game to Saturday. Yeah. I actually wonder if that's happened for high school football.
I don't know.
Because it should. I mean – it's not the coaches are going to want to watch. The kids are going to want to watch. Every parent's going to want to watch.
Yeah.
Well, especially here.
Especially, that's what I mean.
Like, they're not going to move high school games in Iowa.
No, I'm strictly talking about. I'm yes. strictly talking about.
You mean here. In the city where the teams are playing?
Yeah,
like
South Jersey.
Yes.
All the surrounding suburbs. Yeah. Like, I hope they do move those games.
Do you like the 18 game schedule?
Yeah. Jack, of course. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's my FanDuel buddy.
Yeah. Oh, right.
We get way more gambling.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, it's more gambling.
I didn't even bring that up into the equation. I kept that one in my pocket.
Yeah, I'll bring it right up, 100%. I lost a bet on Shuffler this morning after the arrest. Like, you got to have a feel. But
got the Eagles family in the house.
That's good. But also, it's going to end the year on President's Day weekend, right?
Yeah.
Also, I believe, a mistake.
Which is awesome. What?
Here's why.
Awesome,
right?
President's Day weekend.
You love working
too much.
You
don't like the presidents anyway.
No, here's why. Here's why. Is that the day after the Super Bowl, everybody's saying they want the day off.
Yeah.
Being around other people, going to work, talking about the game, like, media consumption on a holiday is way lower than it is on
a
regular work
Stop thinking like
day.
A program director.
I'm just saying.
That is a program director right there. I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
just
a program director.
And everyone's just like, I need the day off after the Super Bowl. I'm like, the game's on at 6 o'clock. Why do you need the day off?
But you know what happens is that people have to cut their partying short because they have to go to work that Monday.
Right,
so what they're saying is they would rather have the ability to go all out and celebrate and party for Super Bowl Sunday and then not have to worry about getting up to work.
Ike.
Go to work the
let
next
me ask
Monday.
You something.
Yes.
You want people in your house past 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday?
I don't host Super Bowl parties.
He's the guest. He's going to other places.
I'm going to another person's house. Okay. Yes.
Now, we all agree, though, if the Eagles do win and it's on President's Day, we'll be there on President's
yes,
Day.
We'll yes. be there
so
on
don't
President
you worry.
Day.
You know, don't you worry.
Oh, don't you worry. If the Eagles are playing, we will be there on
oh,
President's
Day. Oh, yeah, I'm
Day.
Sure.
Yes.
There's just going to be less people listening. Well, I want more people listening.
No, there won't.
No, there won't.
No, there won't. I mean, we're streaming that day.
At least not for our show.
Yeah.
They'll be just waking it up. They'll be ready for 2 to 6.
Well, and I mean, listen, knowing this show, we'll be working Saturday after the Brazil game.
I was already talking about that. We should do a couple hours.
We're kicking everyone off
there.
There's no way we're waiting until Monday to respond to the opening game of the season.
Ridiculous.
You kidding me?
Come on.
You might well get rid of Go Birds or whatever it is. Get rid of it right now.
No genius.
Yeah, get out of here.
Live from the plane with Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
No genius.
Sealski, take a seat.
Take a seat, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that day after Rod, Rod, you may as well get on top of that one.
Now, just 2 hours though, Rod.
Yeah, 2 hours. 215-592-9494. Do you like the 18-game schedule that's coming for the NFL? We are talking about whether you want to give the Eagles a clean slate next year. A lot of 13, 14 win game predictions. Or 14 win? 14
I
win?
I thought you said it right.
Yeah, 14 win predictions. And
what'd
I just,
you, what'd you think was wrong?
I mean, well, I don't know. I thought I put game in the wrong spot.
You did
spot.
Put game in there, but it's okay.
I thought I put game in the wrong spot. Al Uptown. Where is Uptown? Al, they're on WIP.
New York, right?
No, not from New York, man. Get with
I was
the
thinking
time,
Uptown,
man.
Girl.
Up, no, oh, no, man. Wrong city, man. Uptown is in Philadelphia, anywhere past Broad and Olney, man.
I've never heard it referred to as Uptown in my whole life.
Well, you need to listen to Meek Mills. Remember, I run my city from South Philly up to Uptown.
Well,
that's what he's talking
about. I don't know about now.
From.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, so I want to chime in on the whole situation. You guys are bugging. There's no way you could sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's going to be like last year when we collapsed. We have a competent offensive coordinator. We have a competent defensive coordinator. Jalen Hurts is not as bad as everybody's trying to say he is. Oh, he's going to – listen, man, if you got a rookie offensive coordinator calling two quarterback runs on a first and 20 and a second and 20, then a bubble screen versus the Cardinals – how competent is that? I play mad. I coach my kids 6-year-old. We don't even do stupid stuff like that. It didn't even make any sense. And then you got Matt Patricia, who looks like he works at Subway making ham sandwiches all day. You got a another inflexible defensive coordinator. Come on, man. It's just common sense. Now, do I like the Hassan Reddick thing? Absolutely not. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, we're cooking. Yeah. We're just letting you cook.
Do I like the Hassan Reddick thing? No. But is he replaceable? Everybody's replaceable. It's all about scheme. You can scheme a blitz up. You can scheme somebody to rush a passer. And then we're not going to sit here and act like our offense isn't prolific. With a competent mind, you could do different things. We didn't even use motion like that. And I guarantee you use motion 5-6 times in a game, you're going to confuse the defense. We're not going to be predictable at that point. And Nick Sirianni, he could just sit there and cheerlead the whole time because we all know he's not really doing anything outside of saying, hey, tush-push time.
Okay, hold on. Al, hold on. First of all, there's no way I'm accepting that the entirety of the Eagles' problems last year were the coordinators. And the second thing is, can you please tell me a successful NFL franchise where you described the head coach as not doing anything?
The Cowboys, when they won all their championships. What did Jim Johnson do?
Are you crazy?
Oh, he didn't call a play.
No, you're crazy.
He did not call a play. He even admitted that. You
don't have to call plays to be a successful head coach, but also sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
Well, first of all, he picked all the players.
Yeah,
Jimmy Johnson did.
That's not what Nick Sirianni does. He doesn't just twiddle his thumbs. I mean,
you just told me that's what he does. He's just going to sit back and watch. You could say Barry Switzer, I guess, but Barry Switzer had inherited a team that had already won a couple of Super Bowls. Like this is not a team that.
Well, Nick Sirianni inherited a team that won a Super Bowl.
This is not that team. What are you, crazy?
But you're comparing oranges to apples in a sense also. At the end of the day, what I'm basically trying to say is the Eagles are a competent team. They fell apart because, one, the players did not believe in what was being called. That's pretty obvious. Then that's what starts the fights and the spats in between everybody. Oh, do we want to listen to this play? Oh, do we want to go off and play sandbox football when we're just doing our own thing? And I was one of those Jalen Hurts supporters back when everybody was saying that he was complete trash. I don't think that it's going to be a one-year thing. I think that this kid gets in there, he studies, he does what he needs to do, and with a competent offensive coordinator, not a coordinator that's going to call 4 wide receivers go on a play where you see 6 or 7 blitzes coming, at least give him some sort of sightline dump off that he can have with a Saquon Barkley. I mean, I can just see how they can at least get back to the NFC Championship.
I don't see them just failing
and faltering like that. And if they play it right, they can end up back in the Super Bowl because the NFC is not as strong as everybody thinks it is, especially the 49ers.
The 49ers, who essentially ended the Eagles season last year.
They did, but that was behind incompetent coaching.
Okay.
Well,
the coach is still here.
One coach is still here.
Okay. The head coach.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next question.
Last year he did not call the offensive or defensive plays. He didn't. That was Brad Johnson. Oh, well, not Brad Johnson. Whatever. Brian Johnson.
Brad Childress.
Brad Childress. Yeah, that's about right. Brad Childress would have been better than Brian Johnson. Matt Patricia and the other guys. I keep forgetting his name, but whatever.
Sean Desai.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They were rookie coordinators. Rookie coordinators coming to a team that just came off the Super Bowl. Their schemes, their thoughts, their processing wasn't even proven. And on any other team, we'd be like, oh, they made it to the playoffs. If the Eagles didn't go to the Super Bowl, we'd be like, oh, they made it to the playoffs. Let's hope for next year. But they were coming to a Super Bowl caliber team.
All right, Al. Remember, they hired those guys. They could have hired anybody, and they hired those guys. And the people who hired those guys are the people who hired these guys. So just remember that the hires are not infallible because the coordinators that you're complaining about were hired by the same exact people.
Right, because they tried to keep some sort of coerciveness with the offensive side of the ball. Yeah. And then with the defensive side of the ball, they were kind of like – I don't know. They were looking for something new. They wanted to shock the league. Now they have something that is called competency at these coordinator positions, because that's what you need. In order for the players to believe in what is going on out there, you got to have some sort of competency. And when you got an inflexible defensive coach, which that came out, and then you got an offensive coordinator that doesn't know how to tie his shoe, basically, because if you see a blitz, I'm not sending everybody on a go. I don't care what you say. You can say, oh, Jalen Hurts could have – I mean, hey, listen, if the play is that and they're saying run this play and he's kind of been stripped of whatever the case may have been, oh, yeah, you can't change this play at the line, what you going to do? You're going to run the play.
Al.
Me personally, I'm sending a mesh. I'm sending a
– all, right, all, right, all right, all right, all right. Al, I'm sorry.
We cut you off in mesh, dog.
Yeah, yeah. We cut you. You come on. Next question. What story did you wake up and you were shocked to hear?
I was a kid, and I'm just going to end it with like – end it just like this. Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, God. Geez. Oh, yeah. Well, as a kid, that'll make you a lot more scared to be an adult, I'll tell you that.
John woke up to a nightmare, too.
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot worse for him to wake up than you, Al. Coming up next, we are determining the top athlete in Philadelphia sports, current athlete, the top 11. But which team in town will have the most players on the list? We will discuss that next on the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
WIP Afternoon Show.
We don't get this
Fritz.
One. What is this one, Ben?
I need to put my foot down somewhere. What the hell is this?
Explain yourself, Ben. I guess not.
Cat's got his tongue.
We are Chickies and Pete's. Other times you can't. Woo!
There you go.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's graduation season. Book your graduation party at Chickies and Pete's or have them cater it for you. Details at chickiesandpete's.com. We will get back to your calls about the Eagles and them having a clean slate for next year, which I cannot believe that you've given them. After how angry everyone was. They go and they sign Saquon Barkley and draft a couple of guys with nice smiles, and all of a sudden we're predicting 14 wins. We will get back to that in a second. But we are doing something next week, every day at 3 o'clock, where we are revealing the top 11 current professional athletes in Philadelphia. You can vote right now. Go to 94WIP.com/vote. 94WIP.com/vote. Half of the voting will determine half of it will be fan voting, and then half of it will be 94WIP staff voting. Mm-hmm. And we will reveal a few each day at 3 p.m. So we were fighting, you know, Ike was fighting with Elliot yesterday about Embiid and Zach Wheeler, or Embiid and I can't even remember
what
that fight
was.
Oh, Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen was seven.
Right. Jalen Hurts being seven.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever we reveal Jalen, we're going to have to put aside like 3 days to fight about where Jalen is on the list.
Well, if people put him in his proper place, then there shouldn't be a fight.
Have you decided on your number yet? Because I'm going to need your ranking. I'm going to need your and Jack ranking.
Well, it's coming. He's in the top five for sure.
Okay.
How can a starting quarterback of the most popular team in the city?
Yes.
Right. The most important position being played.
Yeah.
Right. How can he not be one of the top five athletes in the time? It's not Sam Bradford we're looking at here. Legitimate quarterback who's gotten us to the Super Bowl.
Bradford might have had a better arm.
More maybe. Accurate.
Yeah.
Quicker release.
Yeah. Would that get us?
I know. The popularity of the team, listen, I appreciate it. They're also popular when Bradford was the quarterback. It didn't change
anything. They weren't that popular then.
They were still the number one team in the city.
Sure.
Yeah. I get it.
Competition wasn't as stiff.
Pause.
Don't bring stiff into this.
Yeah.
So the thing I want to talk about here, and we will reveal starting Monday at 3 o'clock, is now Sixers only have essentially two players on the roster. So
there's no way more than two Sixers are making this roster.
And you can't. Like, I know you did write Paul Reed in when we were making the list yesterday.
Well, you know, Ricky Council.
Exactly.
So
Toby,
the Flyers, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough to get a Flyer.
Hold
right
on. But which team? You are selling yourself short on that. Spike and I. We looked at the top 50 NHL players, and there was no Flyer on
there. There were no Flyers on the list.
So it's not even a Flyer on the top 50 list.
Yeah, we did some research. We were like, make sure we didn't miss one.
Yeah, I didn't want to be an idiot, so we were looking at it. Which team do you think has more players in the top 11, the Eagles or the Phillies? So I feel like I don't know. I haven't looked at the voting yet. You feel like Hurts is probably a lock
to be
in the top 11 somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Lane Johnson is probably a lock.
I guess.
Wouldn't you think?
Popularity-wise.
A.J. Brown.
Oh, are we doing a popularity contest?
Well, they're voting.
You just said quarterback should be in top five because the team's
not
popular.
Not because the team is popular.
That was the first thing out of your mouth. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Wow, he shut you right up on that.
I didn't feel like yelling about it.
No, no.
So, A.J., Hurts, Lane, who else from the Eagles do we think gets consideration?
Saquon.
That's four.
Devontae. Yeah.
Devontae is five.
Yeah.
Mailata?
Nah.
See, no. Dude, I love Jordan Mailata.
I love him, too.
I don't think he was good last year.
Okay.
And like, I actually think Dickerson's the better player. Like, if we're just doing...
I might agree with that, yeah.
Less important position.
Might agree with that, yeah.
Darius Slay does not get any votes, right? Jake Elliott?
I think Slay is in consideration.
But okay. Who do you think deserves more consideration, Ike? Jalen Carter or Slay?
Based off last year? It's a good question.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean,
that's good. I mean, because Slay wasn't as bad as people want to make him out to be.
I agree.
Carter certainly had a strong 9 or 10 straight games, and then you didn't really hear from him late in the season. And, hell, Slay had surgery and missed the last 4 or 5 games of the season.
Interesting choice.
That's
the scope.
If I had to go with the two, I probably would go with Jalen Carter. I think fans would vote Carter over Slay.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a projection.
Yes.
Like, I think I'd be disappointed if we did, by the way, I know it's an impromptu idea.
Oh,
but
boy.
After we do the top 11, we should do the 2025 top 11.
Like 25 and under.
That's the next week. We'll get to
Eagles. We'll get to all of them.
We'll get to opening day before we know it.
But like, Jalen Carter should be on it by next year is more my point.
I also think Jalen Carter at that position can make an impact on more plays than Darius Slay can on his position. A more impactful position, I think, than quarterback. Okay, so that's about – it's like 8 players on the Eagles that we think will be in consideration.
Could be in consideration.
In consideration. For the Phillies, obviously we have Bryce in consideration. Obviously Zach Wheeler.
Yep.
Nola Ranger.
Definitely Ranger. I would go Nola, but I'd be surprised how many other people would fight for Nola to be
Trey
in the top
Turner.
11. Yeah.
JT.
I guess he's in the conversation,
In the conversation. Alec Bohm.
Conversation, sure.
Yeah. Am I forgetting anyone?
I would say Schwarber.
Popularity mostly, but conversation. I mean, listen, back-to-back 40-plus home run seasons.
Yeah. And we'll see how Stott. I mean, Stott's heating up right now.
Stott's not there yet.
I mostly agree.
Now, I will say 100% of the Sixers who have guaranteed contracts for next year are going to make the list. Every Sixer all two will be on the list.
I'm looking forward to it.
A week of fighting.
So let me ask you this. You think Maxey is a lock?
Yes. I think, honestly,
I mean,
I think Maxey's top all, six.
I think people – no, he's not a top six athlete. He should be.
I think he will be.
Okay, I mean, but it's primarily because he's popular. It's not because – like, even if I would go with that, going off Elliott and Jalen at 7, you're telling me Maxey should be ahead of Jalen Hurts?
Well, I haven't told you where I'd put Jalen.
Okay.
You know.
I'm just –
probably behind Maxey, but I haven't said it. I haven't written it down. You think Maxey's a lock, right?
I think he's a lock for the list, yes.
Yeah,
I don't think he's
closer to 10 than he is to 5.
Oh, I disagree.
I think he's going to be in the 6-7 range. I really do. When it's all said and done.
I mean, he probably will be. I'm just saying I would not have him up there. He gets the benefit of playing next to Joel.
We did see them go, how many games under 500 when Joel was out?
I'm not telling you he's not one of the top athletes in town. I'm just saying if I start looking at the Devontae, AJ, like.
What do you think is more likely? Tyrese Maxey is an All-Pro next year, All-NBA, mm-hmm. or Jalen Hurts is All-Pro?
Oh, easily Jalen Hurts.
Which All-NBA team, not first team?
No, first, second, or third. So it's six total guards make those teams. I mean, they're not positioned anymore, so he would have to be one of the 15 best players in the NBA, basically, to make the list.
Yeah.
You think Hurts?
Yeah, I think it's.
There's only two teams in the NFL, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to vote, go to 94wip.com/vote, then listen all week next week. We will be revealing names on the list every day at 3 o'clock, except for Thursday, because it's Philly's game on Thursday, but every other day at 3 o'clock. Half of the...
You would agree it's a lot more difficult to be an All-Pro than to be a third-team All-NBA player as a top 15 player.
At quarterback, it is.
Well, yeah, All-Pro quarterback. There's four All-Pro receivers.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, so it's only two.
Well, it's one of six as opposed to one of two, basically.
It's one of 15. Because you said it's positionless in the NBA.
Yeah, most people still vote the way that
more than six guards being voted.
It's one of 15. Yes,
okay.
It's one of 15.
Can I just get one PSA about the list?
Yeah.
If anyone puts Jake Elliott in the top of the list, it's not disrespectful.
Why not?
Because he's a kicker.
He's reliable.
I get it.
He might be the most reliable athlete in the city.
He's reliable.
I just can't do it. How is this a great kicker? Who's going to argue about with a kicker?
If we were in Baltimore, you mean to tell me Justin Tucker wouldn't be?
He's the greatest kicker of all time.
Well, I'm just saying, but still, he's a kicker.
I don't know, man.
I wonder if that Chiefs kicker going to make the list.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
yeah.
he would have prior to, last week.
They have him and Punt God.
We will get back to
the punt guard.
No. All right, yeah. Oh, they do on that team.
Yeah, well, Andy Walks. Oh.
Well, he's reclamation guy. He loves helping people out. We're going to talk about whether you give the Eagles a blank slate or not right after Jack tells you about how the best way that you can get Phillies tickets using the Game Time app.
Now, the Game Time app, we've talked about it. It's crazy. The game tonight's sold out. We got a sold out Citizens Bank Park tonight. But there's
a good way to get tickets.
There's Game Time.
Don't
worry, Game Time has you covered. They're an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. All in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there's no surprise fees. You can also check out panoramic views from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Plus, with the Game Time guarantee, you'll always get the best price. And Game Time has the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. So whether you're catching a ball game or going to a concert, no matter what happens in your life, Game Time has you covered. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets this summer with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Bryson Stott, bobblehead night tonight.
Ah, people love bobbleheads. Did you see the Ohtani story with the bobbleheads?
Yeah, they waited outside for 2 hours.
2 hours.
And they named today, May 7th, they named May 17th, Shohei Ohtani Day in L.A.
Does everyone get a free no-sweat first bet or whatever? The Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's graduation season. Shop the home team of Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for graduation gifts or online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you given the Eagles a clean slate after last year's collapse? 58% say yes, 42% say no. They do not deserve one.
It's going up.
They do not deserve one. The 13-4 they have not earned a 13 or 14 game win season prediction from you. They have not. I just want to put you, as you listen here, and we'll get to Harvey in a second. I want to put you in your headspace before, like during the Giants game, like that. That the final game of the season, that shame of a game as they played everyone, and we knew
that wasn't a real game.
But we knew they were going to lose the playoff game when that happened. We knew you could see it in their faces, and then getting blown off the field in Tampa Bay as this team collapses
worse than almost any other Philadelphia team in history, in our adult lives. Can they build back from that? Sure. Should you count on it and say that they're definitely going to be in the championship game and they're going to win 13 of 14 games? Absolutely not. They have not earned that. This is Philadelphia. Make them earn it. 215-592-9494. Harvey in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Harvey?
Hey, what's going on? I met you guys out to a floor shop about a year ago, Hugh Martin and Jack. But getting back to the topic, well, first of all, I think you guys got awesome chemistry, man. I mean, I don't know if you guys work on that or it just flows really good, but I'm kind of borderline on whether or not the Eagles should get a pass. Kind of agreeing with both Ike and Spike a little bit, but they made some nice picks, I thought. I mean, the two DBs, they got DJ or whatever his name is, but they lost some really important pieces, including Hassan Reddick. So I'm kind of holding off until maybe the first game, and they play Green Bay. So I'm kind of borderline right now. If those picks turn out to be what they're supposed to be, and I think they will, but I think you still have to allow for the rookie year because they're going to have to get used to the speed of the NFL. So I don't know. I'm kind of borderline. I hate to be wishy-washy, but I'm kind of borderline.
I think that's fair. Harvey, I think what you're saying is, if you're borderline, it means that you are that you should have some apprehension after the way that season ended last year. You shouldn't be sure. I don't think they've earned sure. This is not the Patriots dynasty. You know, this is not a team that we're sure is going to go back to the Super Bowl year after year after year. This is not the Steel Curtain. It's not the Cowboys in the 90s. Like, this team has not put themselves in position for you to believe that they're going to win 14 games every year. Make them earn it. Make them go out on the field and make them prove you wrong, as opposed to setting yourself up for disappointment. Because I'll tell you this, anyone who does give them a clean slate and a pass and say that they're getting the benefit of the doubt, if they start off this season 1-3, I don't want to hear anybody crying about it.
Huh?
Like, honestly, because all the indications are there. There's a total reason to believe, to be apprehensive, but I can't see a ton of reasons to be as confident as you guys are.
Now, the only counter that I have to that is, I think the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator are proven. And I think the Eagles over the years, I mean, I guess going back as far as McNabb, they have developed quite a bit of a winning culture. So, like I said, the culture is there. I mean, they are a winning team. I mean, they've proven that over the years, but they have so many new moving pieces. So that's what makes me kind of borderline. I have to kind of wait and see.
Hey, Harvey, next question. What story did you wake up and you were shocked that you heard?
Does it have to be sports related?
Nope.
I'm old school. I'm probably closer to Spike's father's age. I would probably say when John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King were assassinated. I was in elementary school then, and it was a mind blower. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, honestly. I remember, thank you for the call, Harvey. Mm-hmm. I remember sort of when, he didn't get assassinated, but I remember when Ronald Reagan got shot.
I remember that. We were in elementary, dude.
Yeah, I can't even imagine finding out that the president had been killed.
Killed, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
We were
too young to actually really understand.
When Reagan got shot.
Yeah, when Reagan got shot.
Yeah, for sure.
Back then. And so, especially in today's age where you think security is so heightened.
Yeah.
And with social media, I can only imagine how the country would be shook if the president got assassinated. So, yeah, I just, being back there in that time when it happened with JFK or Martin Luther King when he was killed down in Memphis. That's one of those tragic events that, yeah, it leaves that impression on you for the rest of your life. It's one of those days you'll never forget.
Single bullet.
We've had
some crazy
We've had
ones.
A few of those days, yeah. Yeah, in our time. Yeah.
So you a single bullet theory guy?
With JFK?
With JFK.
Jack. Oh, boy.
I mean, I'm not. Well, there's no way.
I am a conspiracy theorist type of person. So,
you are?
Yeah, so.
You think the Illuminati got him?
Oh, well, they certainly aren't far away from having something to do with it. That's for damn sure.
Someone got
him. Yes, that's for damn sure. Yeah, I could believe that there was more than one party involved with that whole situation.
Yeah, come on. Jack, you a single bullet theoriesman?
Don't know enough about it.
You don't know enough about the JFK assassination?
He got shot.
That's all you know?
I know there's a Zapruder film.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's the Grassy Knoll?
Grassy Knoll.
Okay, yeah. There's 100% multiple things. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it I can't think of the shooter's name.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Lee Harvey Oswald, yeah. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking more John Wilkes Booth?
James Earl Ray? Was that a guy?
Yeah, James Earl Ray is a guy, but he didn't assassinate Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he assassinate somebody? What the hell did he do? James why is that name in my
wait,
head?
Wait, is James Earl Ray Lennon?
I have no idea. The name popped in my head.
Look, if you are
he
third
killed Martin
grader.
Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Damn it, that's the reason why it's in my head.
Yeah.
You guys are working them around.
Third graders are listening to this show right now. And are like,
well we've already sent them down the wrong path.
Listen, one of us ran into wedges for a living, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
And one of us went to Division Two.
Division Three.
Two.
I got,
three.
At least I have an excuse for some of the brain cells being dead in my head, man.
You do. Jack, do we have an update on our thing or no?
Tentatively for four. Yeah.
So coming up next... You may or may not hear something.
You may hear it or may not.
Yeah, you may hear something that is coming up next on the afternoon show at WIP.
What a tease by you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say what it is. We're at Chickies and Pete's.
Should be there.
In South Philly. The official kickoff to summer is back. Next Friday, Free Toll Friday at the Farley Toll Plaza. Details online at chickiesandpete's.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.